Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now to the town of Salinas, California, where police are taking an unconventional approach to mend its contentious relationship with the community. This summer, two Salinas Police Department officers are tapping into the rich Mexican culture of the region by donning traditional charro suits and sombreros at the rodeo and other events. Joining us to talk about all of this is Officer Gabriel Carvey. Welcome, Officer Carvey.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Salinas Police Chief Adele Frese. Thank you both for joining me.
It's a pleasure.
I'd like to give listeners some context about the city of Salinas, often called the salad bowl of the world, right? Because there about 70% of our lettuce comes from there. Nearly 80% of folks in Salinas, California identify as Hispanic or Latino. And about 5 years ago, four Latino men were killed by police in separate incidents. These killings sparked protests and demonstrations there. The officers involved were cleared of wrongdoing, but there's been long-standing tensions with police and the community. So I'd like to start with you, Officer Carvey. This was your idea to wear a sombrero and charro to this summer's rodeo as part of this larger mission to build trust. I'd love to know how you came up with this idea.
So I've been a police officer here in Salinas for about 20 years, and I have had a wonderful career here. And we have a rodeo that happens in the third week of July. Next year, we'll celebrate its 110th anniversary. The Salinas Rodeo uses the term rodeo, and that lends itself to our Hispanic heritage here in this valley. For years and years, as long as I can remember, the police department donned Wrangler jeans and cowboy hats and boots for that week, and it was the authorized uniform. And it just dawned on me in speaking with the chief how interesting that was, that we were celebrating the history of the American cowboy at our Salinas Rodeo. And that's where the idea of the charro came.
And tell us a little bit about the significance of the charro, specifically for Mexican Americans.
So the charro is the official sport of Mexico, and it's kind of an ode to those old school values of honor, respect, courage, honesty. And we just want to draw out those same values in our community.
What's been the reaction of individuals when they see you walk up, you have on this charro suit? Tell us a story. How are they reacting to you?
The support has been absolutely incredible. The first time I wore it, I was very a little bit insecure about what the reaction was going to be. But as soon as I donned the suit, the reception was just absolutely incredible. People lining up to take pictures, shaking hands.
I heard there were even tears.
Absolutely. And for them to see that we are recognizing that and honoring that and wanting to be part of that culture of saying, we're all Americans, we all come from someplace else, and if we can key on the shared values, we all are, as a community, much stronger.
Chief, I want to talk to you a little bit about this larger effort to build trust in your community. Wearing this charro suit is one of the things that you all are doing, but you're really wanting to build a relationship that in many ways has been fractured. To be candid, there was the Department of Justice found that the police department lacked transparency and community engagement. Tell us a little bit more about some of the other things you're doing.
Yes, we were said to have a bifurcation here in our community and that we needed to work hard to build relationships with the community members. So we dedicated a police recruiter to answer questions about the hiring process. That's something we had not done previously, and we wanted to increase our diversity and hire more women, and we're going to continue to find new ways to hear their concerns so we can help them enjoy their life here and live in safety.
I hear that you all are planning to wear the charro suit again in September for Mexican Independence Day. Will there be more than one officer who's wearing a charro?
More than likely, yes. That's what we're working on. This time, by popular demand, we're more than likely going to have both a male officer and a woman officer. There are more things that I've learned about the charro history, and one of which is that they have to demonstrate that they honor their wives. You know, with that message, we can reduce domestic violence potentially. So there are many, many benefits to communicating this and embracing our rich culture here.
That's Officer Gabriel Carvey and Police Chief Adele Freise of the Salinas Police Department in Salinas, California. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having us.